What day is it today? Today is Sunday. For you, it might be Thursday, though. My name is Werner Puchert, and you are listening to Finding Frequency, one man's quest to find the extraordinary in the ordinary, one day at a time. The reason I'm saying it's Sunday is that I have to walk out to go and get a parcel at one of the local stores, because all these fancy new courier services, they deliver to your local kiosk or whatever, so you have to like pop out. But this was a great excuse for me to leave my little office for a little bit to get outside. And believe me, you want to get outside, especially in Warsaw when you have weather like this. It is a day where you can actually see the sun. It still exists. I'm so happy. And I'm trying to get a little bit of vitamin D going, because I am running out of energy, and I think it's because this African is not getting enough sun. So I've done my brisk walk to the store. Felt a bit guilty about not picking up a parcel, so I had to get a little bit of the devil's juice, which is Coca-Cola. I don't drink a lot of the stuff, but when I have an excuse, sometimes you just feel like having it, right? Right? Okay, so a bit of reflection on yesterday. Had my Lego Serious Play demonstration session. Now, it wasn't the most ideal of environments to do a Lego Serious Play session, because as you know, I've mentioned this before, you use Lego bricks, give people certain challenges to build certain models, do certain things. Quite an interesting process, but it's taxing. Also, you have to set up the environment and the situation perfectly so that people feel comfortable and then they are focused. In this situation, it was mostly a demo to give them a taste of an alternative way of doing things, an alternative way of thinking, alternative way of sharing, and an alternative way to gain new and deeper insights on certain things. And I think this tool is really valuable and useful to do that. And they came in after eating pizza and then also proceeded to offer me a beer. So even the facilitator yesterday had the opportunity to do and facilitate a Lego Serious Play session while sipping away on a delicious beer. So I must say, I have worked harder in my life before. That being said, even with everything counting against it being successful, I think it was relatively successful. I say this because we also got some feedback from one or two of the participants afterwards, and just for them to take the time and trouble to give feedback is already, well, a plus in my book.
Good half a minute. Start wrapping up. So by all means, you can build on top of your current model, but remember, or you can add stuff around it. Remember, the placement's important, the way that it connects to your model is important, but I want you to think about any three mini models that'll show how you could resolve the challenge. Try and build three solutions that could solve the problem for your little figure or for the thing that you have at the moment. And you can use any of the bricks you want. And I'm gonna give you 5 minutes. Bit more time.
One lady actually came up to me after the session and thanked me, but not for the session. She thanked me for challenging her a little bit, because she hasn't been able to flex her English speaking muscles in 5 years. So I had to take her a little bit out of her comfort zone, and she was actually one of the more fun participants. So it was cool and interesting feedback from one of my participants last night. So hopefully in the background, I've been able to give you a little bit of a taste of the sights and sounds. Well, mind sights and audible sounds of the session. The only result, though, of having a session like that is you have to come back and then sort the bricks out, which I've been doing for most of the morning. Now, I'm not done yet, but I decided to leave it be. And in fact, it's actually not a bad thing. The bricks sorting in itself is a little bit of a therapeutic exercise, which helps me think. Once again, a proof that Lego is not just a kid's toy, it's a adult therapy tool. I wonder if my wife would buy that excuse. She has to put up with so many toys already from both me and my son. So I've spoken a little bit about the sunny side of Zatisha this morning. I've spoken about playing with Lego bricks. And then what does the future hold? Friday, I'm not entirely sure. I think I need to get back to my keyboard to do some administration. But Friday might also be the start of a new contract. I've negotiated, it's been back and forth, but successfully negotiated the amendment on an existing contract, which is much better for my business, and I'm really, really happy about that. It's also interesting to think about the art of negotiation, because I think for a lot of people, when they negotiate new contracts or have to negotiate new business, you always feel like you're on your back foot. You have to please the client. But ultimately, if you don't do it right, you actually devalue yourself and you do your client a disservice. You need to appreciate and value yourself when you go into these contractual situations. I had to backtrack a little bit on an initial contract. I renegotiated with a client and it took some time, and yesterday I got some positive feedback. So hopefully my inbox will be rocking tomorrow with a new agreement. That being said, I also know that this client who I've been working with already will want their pound of flesh. So let's see how the next 6 months will go. But I am, from a business perspective, very, very happy and excited that I can move this forward. So I think with all that being said, my mouth is very dry and I should be remedying that soon with a lovely cup of coffee.